live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's been claimed that raw sewage is continuing to float through the River Swilly from Letterkenny. Concern has been raised over the mislabelling of potatoes in the northwest. Residents of Elm Park in Buncrana, which was badly hit by last year's floods, are calling for more progress in relation to flood defence measures. And the National Lottery has issued a final appeal to all lotto players in Donegal to check their tickets as the €30,000 prize won in Kilcar over the summer remains unclaimed. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, despite the establishment of a new sewage treatment plant in Letterkenny, there are reports of raw sewage continuing to float through the River Swilly. €40 million was invested in building the plant 5 years ago. However, Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor Ian McGarvey, says for such major problems to continue after such investment is completely unacceptable. Irish Water says it is continuing to work with Donegal County Council to reduce the frequency of untreated sewage and to improve the water quality in the Swilly. Councillor McGarvey says given the projected growth in the area, it is vital the issue is addressed.
I would like to think that we'll say they would recognise, number one, that there is a problem. Number two, that when anything is put in place, that it will be effective and efficient. So when I heard the story the last meeting that we had with them, I expressed it at the meeting. I was very disappointed. And I want to say another thing. If anybody even realises what's ongoing, which maybe they have no information of, as the amount of maybe digging up that will be needed around even Letterkenny to satisfy the needs and infrastructure there for sewage. So the disruption and so on that will be caused will be enormous, in my opinion. That may be expressing it in an extreme, but nevertheless, I have concerns about going forward, what is needed, how it's planned, and the end result will be effective and done and dusted for all time. Now, the other thing I don't need to allude to, and that is this. The projected expansion of population in Letterkenny alone and the need, because when that new plant was put there, my understanding was that it was a plant that would treat all the septic tank system that the council have right around the towns that are named, that they would be able to remove stuff from that, take it to Letterkenny and have it treated effectively. Now that doesn't seem to be the case as far as I'm concerned and as far as the information I have.
Civil servants at Stormont are to be given the power to make decisions and sign off on spending plans. It's part of a package of measures announced by Westminster today by Northern Secretary Karen Bradley. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Since the collapse of the Stormont executive in January of last year, there have been no ministers in place to make decisions on major infrastructural projects and other funding packages. Health and education have also been affected, with claims of reduced services and job losses because there is no minister available to sign off on necessary funds. Speaking today at Westminster, Karen Bradley said she'll bring forward laws to allow civil servants make decisions.
As this impasse continues, public services are suffering. The people of Northern Ireland are suffering. Local decision making is urgently needed to address this.
Ms Bradley has also confirmed MLA's wages are being cut by £14,000 in two phases.
While Assembly members continue to perform valuable constituency functions, it is clear that during any such interim period, they will not be performing the full range of their legislative functions. So, in parallel, I will take the steps necessary to reduce Assembly members' salaries, in line with the recommendations made by Trevor Rainey. The reduction will take effect in two stages, commencing in November.
DUP East Derry MP Gregory Campbell has welcomed today's announcement.
My party welcomes the announcement of the Secretary of State, particularly on the issue of reducing MLA's pay, particularly as we are the party of no preconditions to get into government. We want to get into government tomorrow. Unfortunately, others who walked out of the executive have set preconditions.
Residents of Elm Park in Bonkrana, which was badly hit by last year's floods, are calling for more progress in relation to flood defence measures. It's after the area was included in the OPW's national list of proposed flood risk management measures earlier this year. However, since then, residents say they have been left in limbo with no further announcement of the flood relief process. Many homeowners in the area have been unable to secure flood insurance for their homes. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, resident Paul Dunlop says it is now up to Donegal County Council to deliver.
We can't do anything about this. We can't do anything to deliver it. It's up to the local authorities to engage with the OPW and go, okay, let's deliver the scheme. We agree with that. They also need to get involved in lobbying for it, and they also need to try and get the funds for it. So at the minute, Burnfoot's been funded. I don't really know what the Donegal County Council have done to do that, whether they have the expertise to even deliver it. But I was at a meeting in Lifford when Boxer Moore announced that, and he said that basically he would fund positions for hydrological engineers for Donegal County Council so they could then deliver the scheme. Mm-hmm. So the good thing for example, some of the schemes, I think Kelly Gordon and a few other ones in the county that have been announced, the funding's there. It's up to the Donegal County Council to get their act together and get that scheme built. The money's there for them to employ someone to get in there, and they also need to actively start pursuing those other schemes that are on that list.
Concern has been raised over the mislabeling of potatoes in the northwest. Following an investigation by the Irish Farmers Journal, it's been revealed that potatoes being sold under the Queen's brand in some outlets in Donegal were, following testing, revealed to be the Accord variety, which is more commonly grown in England. After a follow-up visit, it was discovered that potatoes being sold elsewhere in the county as Queen's were also found to be of the Accord variety, while the labelling on the packaging was discovered to be in breach of regulations with vital information omitted. Stephen Robb is tillage reporter with the Irish Farmers Journal.
A number of months ago, we reported the fact that there was some mislabeling potatoes being sold in a number of shops in and around Donegal. We actually went a step further, and we had reason to believe that the varieties which were being sold in those bags were not the varieties being stated. They were being sold as early queens. We actually took a sample from those bags of potatoes which were being sold and sent it to England for DNA testing, and the results came back that they were not queens, but the DNA profile most closely related to that of the variety Accord, which is a much more commonly grown variety in England, not necessarily here in Ireland. We actually went back to another shop then following the results. We conducted another investigation, and we actually found that the bags were still for sale, but there had been a sticker placed on them, including a number of pieces of information, but not all of the pieces of information required under Irish law, such as the variety, such as the grower number, the packer number. So we actually took another sample from that bag and sent it over again for DNA testing, and they were being sold as queens, but whenever we got the results back, they were actually Accord as well.
And this is highly misleading for the consumer. What reasoning would there be behind such actions?
It's false advertising. I would suspect that Accord is a much earlier variety here in Ireland than in England. So it's very possible that the Accord variety was being sold as early queens to kind of capitalise off that early new season potato market. Because, of course, the potato situation has been rather dire around the country this year, and crops are well back in yield and are also late. So there was a gap there. If you had some produce which you would pass off as early queens, there's a gap in the market to capitalise off it, and that's quite possible that was happening here.
The Taoiseach says it's prudent for Fine Gael to prepare for a general election. The party's thinking is underway in Galway today ahead of a new Dáil term. Brexit, housing and the budget are the main items on the agenda. It comes as the future of the confidence and supply arrangement with Fianna Fáil remains unclear. Leo Varadkar says his party isn't battle ready for an election, but they are making arrangements.
It's always prudent to be ready for all eventualities, and just as we're preparing for a no-deal Brexit, even though we think that's unlikely to happen, obviously we have to be prepared for a general election were that to occur. So all but four of our conventions are now completed.
A man has appeared in court charged in connection with sheep stealing in the Milford area. Gardaí say they and the Department of Agriculture have been working closely with farmers in the Milford area, and as a result, a man's been charged with 35 counts of handling stolen livestock. Gardaí would like to thank the local farming community for their assistance in this latest investigation. Meanwhile, investigations are to begin immediately into the affairs of independent news and media. It's after the company decided not to appeal the High Court's decision to approve an ODCE application for inspectors to be appointed. Nicole Gernon has more.
The country's corporate watchdog, the ODCE, requested that inspectors be appointed to investigate a number of issues within INM, including the interrogation of journalist data by a third party. The company opposed the application, saying it could have negative consequences. However, Mr. Justice Peter Kelly approved it on Tuesday, saying it was well justified and not disproportionate, though he did agree to suspend the final order until INM had time to consider his judgment. Today, INM indicated that it would not be making an appeal, paving the way for inspectors to begin their inquiries. In a statement this afternoon, INM said it intends to cooperate with the inspectors, senior counsel Sean Galan and British lawyer Richard Fleck, and assist them in the efficient execution of their inquiry.
People are being invited to contribute to the policing plan, which will help guide Garda policy in Donegal in 2019. The county's Joint Policing Committee is hosting a public meeting in Donegal Town on Tuesday, September the 25th, with people being invited to ask questions, make comments and offer submissions to the plan. Submissions can be made to the council ahead of the event. JPC Chair Councillor Jerry McMonagall says a policing plan will be a very significant document.
It's a very important process and it's one that we value in the JPC. We can only answer certain questions and we will obviously, the Gardaí cannot comment on any ongoing cases, but there is an opportunity here to send in written questions, which hopefully we'll be able to address on the night, and they should be sent to Kathleen Brown, the community section at Donegal County Council in Lifford, and they have until the 18th of September to submit them questions. And there's also an added bonus in that we will be taking submissions for the 2019 Donegal Policing Plan, and we would like to hear their opinions on that as well.
What status does that document have? Do you, Gardaí, both locally and nationally, have to have regard to and take heed of that document when making operational decisions pertaining to Donegal?
That will be the roadmap for that year. It'll be the issues that they will be engaging in policing in throughout the county. You know, it's about community engagement and public safety. It's about how do they confront crime. It's about our roads and policing our roads. It's about also national and international security.
And finally, new commissioner is in position. Drew Harris took up the post earlier this week. You have indicated you'll be seeking a meeting with the new commissioner to discuss issues pertaining to Donegal and the border. When do you anticipate that will happen?
Certainly, we'll be sending an email off to him very shortly, outlining the difficulties that we have here in Donegal, the lack of resources, and maybe him more than other commissioners will understand the difficulties that living adjacent to a city of 100,000 plus will pose for cross-border policing.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest range of children's gear from Nike, Adidas and Puma. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Martin O'Neill will again wait until an hour before kickoff before revealing his team for the Republic of Ireland's inaugural Nations League game with Wales. Conor Hourihan and Preston's Callum Robinson are both likely to start in Cardiff. Kickoff at the Cardiff City Stadium is at 7:45. Captain Seamus Coleman has been outlining what kind of game he's expecting tonight.
They're great games. I suppose they're a little bit different to playing other nationalities. It's in a way a bit like a Premier League game because you do know the players that you're playing against. So, you know, we're all very proud to play for our countries, and you know there will be that little bit more competitiveness because you know the lads you're playing against. And as I said, we're all looking forward to it. But it's a great game for the fans, and it's also a great game for the players.
Yes, kickoff 7:45 tonight. Also tonight, the current and previous world champions meet in their Nations League group. The Allianz Arena in Munich plays host to Germany and France. Elsewhere, Manchester City have completed the signing of Shamrock Rovers teenage goalkeeper Gavin Bazun. The 16-year-old has cost City £420,000, a record for a non-professional Irish player. Bazun only broke into the Rovers first team in June, but has since put in a string of performances beyond his years. It's not known yet when he'll link up with City, as he's previously made it known he wants to complete his leaving cert. And up in Scotland, Lee Wallace and Kenny Miller have won their appeal to the SPFL against the sanctions imposed on them by Rangers last season. The pair were fined by the Scottish Premiership Club after an alleged bust-up with former manager Graham Murty in April. Wallace and Miller believed the process was unfair, a complaint that was upheld by the Independent Tribunal. In golf, Rory McIlroy begins the BMW Championship later in need of a good week. He's currently 24th in the FedEx Cup standings, with only the top 30 qualifying for the season-ending Tour Championship. McIlroy tees off after a quarter to six Irish time. The tournament also marks a final chance for American golfers to impress Jim Furyk. He'll need his final wildcard pick for the Ryder Cup at the end of this week. At the moment, in the very early stages of that BMW Championship, Ryan Armour and Ben Ann, they're leading the way on 2 under par. A group of players on 1 under par, they include Hideki Matsuyama, Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler. In Europe, the Omega European Masters has taken place in Crans-sur-Sierre this week in Switzerland. Leading the way is Maximilian Kiefer. He's on 6 under par after a 64 today. There's a group of 4 players on 5 under par there: Andy Sullivan, Søren Kjeldsen, Julian Gurrier and Hideki Taniara. Paul Dunn, he shot a 71 for 1 over par. In athletics, another Finn Valley athlete will compete at the World Masters in Malaga, Spain this evening. Brian O'Donnell completes in the 5K walk, hoping to land another medal for Ireland. Sinead Connolly won bronze yesterday. In rugby, John Cooney has signed a contract extension with Ulster. The goal-kicking scrum half's new deal will keep him at Kingspan Stadium until the end of 2022. Cooney was Ulster's Player of the Year last term and began this season by kicking all of their points in a 15-13 win over the Scarlets. And sticking with Ulster, and Jordy Murphy's first cap in the back row is one of 4 changes made to the side for tomorrow's visit of Edinburgh in the Pro 14. All of those changes are in the pack, with hooker Rob Herring, second row Kieran Treadwell and prop Ross Kane all starting. In tennis, it's women's semi-finals night at the US Open. First up on the Arthur Ashe court is 23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams. She faces Grand Slam semi-final novice Anastasia Sevastova. That'll be followed by the meeting of last year's beaten finalist Madison Keys and Japan's Naomi Osaka. In cycling, Jesús Herrada is the new leader of the Vuelta a España. The Cofidis rider finished 2 minutes 33 seconds down on the winner of today's 12th stage, Alexandra Genés of the AGR2 team. Herrada now holds a 3 minute 22 second advantage over previous leader Simon Yates. Nicholas Roach was another to lose ground today, dropping to 34th in general classification and 17 minutes down on Herrada. And finally, for this evening in boxing, Amir Khan says mega fights await him if he can get past Samuel Vargas when the pair face off in Birmingham this Saturday. He's targeted a stadium bout as he aims to become a world champion for a 3rd time. And Anthony Joshua says a heavyweight boxing showdown with Deontay Wilder will still happen, even if the American loses his WBC belt to Tyson Fury. Joshua defends his IBF, WBA and WBO belts against Alexander Povetkin at Wembley later this month, while Wilder has announced that his next fight will be against Fury. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. Concerns being raised following reports of children throwing fireworks at passing cars and setting them off near shops in the Central Drive area of Derry. Local councillor Kevin Campbell says he has received a number of complaints from residents about the fireworks being used over the past number of nights. He says reports of such incidents at this time of year is extremely worrying.
Last night it was reported to myself that a number of young ones around the Craigan shops were throwing bangers, as they would call them, at vehicles passing, cars passing, and then there was a police car as well, which was also a firework was thrown at it. Just so early, and we're barely out of it, we're back at school and we're barely out of the summer, and normally you wouldn't get this for about two to three weeks before Halloween. You're actually 7 weeks away from Halloween, and here we have the stories of fireworks already. Absolutely shocking.
Is this a case of the fireworks being on sale in shops already, or are these being acquired elsewhere?
I think these have been acquired elsewhere. It could be through the internet. I haven't heard of any sale. No, I could be wrong, but I haven't heard of any sale in the shops as yet. But that doesn't mean to say that they're not selling them. The internet is it's one of those places where people can seem to get what they want. As I say, they're only back to school this week. And here we have the first story last night of throwing fireworks around the Craigan shops. So it's one of the cases now. We're just going to have to keep a close eye on this, see what's going on. And let's hope it's not going to be one of those long, maybe 2 months of fireworks stuff. It'd be terrible. Like.
The Housing Minister has written to some local authorities threatening to take powers off them if they don't do more to tackle the homeless crisis. The number of people living in emergency accommodation currently stands at just below 10,000. A national protest against the housing crisis will take place on October the 3rd. Speaking at Fine Gael's Thinking, Minister O'Murphy says he understands the public has had enough.
I think it's right for people to say enough is enough in certain areas. When we see the number of families that are in emergency accommodation today and tonight, it's unacceptable. And that's why I wrote to local authorities yesterday, certain local authorities, to tell them that there are changes that they need to make immediately. And if they don't, I will have recourse to emergency powers within my department to step in and take control of some of those functions.
A new awareness campaign has been launched today by the Vintners Federation of Ireland in association with An Garda Síochána to tackle what is said to be an ongoing drug problem across the county. The Anti-Drugs Awareness Initiative will see posters displayed in all VFI pubs in Donegal, alerting people to the use of illegal drugs, with customers urged to report any suspicious activity to Gardaí by contacting the attached number. The VFI's chairperson in Donegal is Martin Gibbons.
The consumption of illegal drugs is a nationwide problem, and we want our pubs to be as safe and welcome as possible for our customers. We have an issue with people taking illegal drugs, and we want to try and keep it out of our pubs.
Cranberry's frontwoman Dolores O'Riordan died from drowning due to alcohol intoxication. A UK coroner has ruled her death was an accident. Stephen Murphy reports.
The 46-year-old Limerick star was found submerged in a bath of water in her hotel room in London in January. She was four times over the legal driving limit and had drunk five miniature spirits and a small bottle of champagne from her minibar. The coroner's hearing in London today concluded Dolores' death was an accident. There was no evidence of drug use other than prescription medication she was taking for bipolar disorder. Following the hearing, the Cranberries issued a statement saying they're still struggling to come to terms with what happened.
The National Lottery has issued a final appeal to all lotto players in Donegal to check their tickets, as the €30,000 prize won in Kilcar over the summer remains unclaimed. The lucky winner has until close of business tomorrow to come forward. The ticket was purchased at a Burns Food Store in Kilcar on Saturday, June the 9th. The winning lotto numbers were 11, 12, 19, 27, 30, 38 and the bonus of 16. The summer of 2018 was one of the hottest, driest and sunniest on record. New data from Met Éireann shows that some parts of the country recorded their highest temperatures in decades. In Donegal, though, it was slightly different. Michelle McMullen has more.
June, July and August this year marked a turning point from recent summers, with some of the hottest, driest and sunniest conditions on record. However, the northern part of the country was cooler than the rest, with lowest average seasonal temperatures in Malin Head, where the mean temperature was 14.3 degrees. Meanwhile, Finnair and Donegal was the only place in the country where the rainfall total wasn't below the average across the season. Shannon Airport recorded the summer's highest temperature at 32 degrees. Other stations such as Oak Park in Carlow and Markree in Sligo also saw their highest numbers in years. Over the 3 months, Cork Airport recorded its driest summer since 1962, while the Phoenix Park in Dublin saw only 38% of the average rainfall for the season.
And a new campaign's been launched to raise awareness about issues facing transgender people within the traveller community. The Transgender Equality Network and Pave Point have teamed up for the initiative. They're trying to promote inclusion and tackle discrimination being experienced by trans people within the traveller community. Finally, for weather now, a mix of sunny spells and scattered heavy showers today, highest temperatures of 14 to 16 degrees with a light to moderate breeze. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, despite the establishment of a new sewage treatment plant in Letterkenny, there are reports of raw sewage continuing to float through the River Swilly. €40 million was invested in building the plant 5 years ago. However, Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor Ian McGarvey, says for such major problems to continue after such investment is completely unacceptable. A man has appeared in court charged in connection with sheep stealing in the Milford area. Gardaí say they and Department of Agriculture officials have been working closely with farmers in the Milford area, and as a result, a man's been charged with 35 counts of handling stolen livestock. Residents of Elm Park in Buncrana, which was badly hit by last year's floods, are calling for more progress in relation to flood defence measures. It's after the area was included in the OPW's national list of proposed flood risk management measures earlier this year. And concern has been raised over the mislabelling of potatoes in the northwest. Following an investigation by the Irish Farmers Journal, it's been revealed that potatoes being sold under the Queen's brand in some outlets in Donegal were, following testing, revealed to be the Accor variety, which is more commonly grown in England. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.